What's going on, everybody? It's your man, AC Fire. I got Big Chris in the building.
Yay!
I got SPB.
Yay!
What up, everybody? What
in
up?
The building. And give it up for me right here. It's your host right here, AC Fire.
Yay!
And not to mention, I have an avid listener in the building right here. He gonna chime in here and there. My man, Oski Woski.
Man, myth, the legend.
I believe his underground card is still good. In every hood. Can't speak for that man, he can speak for himself.
What's going on?
Welcome, Oski Woski, to the show. Oski Woski?
LL.
I mean, it's OC, but you know. You know, you get the Oski Woski for the Loski, for the Loski. You know, back in the day, we used to get the Oski Woski for the low low. For the low low. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Say no more. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Shout out to EHT. You know what I mean? Going to school with that bum juice on your breath. Those that know, they know.
Amongst other things.
And amongst other things. Get there before the bus get there.
The personal video.
You already know what it is. Come on now. I can't tell you what's in that. But listen, right here on the RS show right now, we got going on this topic right here. We got grown-ass kids trying to block your groove when it's time to do that thing. You know, with your company coming through or your significant other or you still got your grown-ass kids in the crib. You know what I mean?
Blocking?
Your Jody's up in the house.
They blocking?
All y'all Jody's. Talking to y'all again.
It's like everything.
Talking to y'all again. I don't have that. AC5 don't got that problem.
Safety.
Just so y'all know. So I'm going to pitch it out there. So I'll tell you what I got.
But
listen.
What we talking about?
If you got a good block game, the Eagles need you. The Sixers need you.
He big enough.
Get your ass on out there.
Yeah.
He big
Come
enough.
On now. Talk to me.
Yeah.
Now, Big Chris, I'm going to put it your way.
Please.
Since you know you got an adult in the household on your side of the fence, that's you know.
Who think he's my father?
Who think he's your father? It tends to you know, be a Matumbo every now and then when you have you know, the male folk come through.
Yes.
You know, so
get that out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, on something like that.
Yeah.
You know, SBB for the damn theatrics back then.
Shout
him out.
Nobody asked
me. I mean,
Nobody asked you.
We got the son throwing sacks like, you know, LT, you know when mama bringing company
it
through.
It wouldn't bother me.
That's what we're talking
so
about.
So much, except that I know a lot of men that do work.
That's right.
Not that kind of work.
Okay.
But, you know, who are handymen that can do air conditioning, plumbing, all the stuff.
And that's your thing.
That's
your thing.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, when I got a male that's coming through to assist me.
That's right.
I don't need to be shooting them.
Damn.
Mean ass fucking looks and shit. Or walking by the both of us like, the fuck, somebody owes you something.
Well.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had to tell him last week, like, my man, you 22, about to be 23, not 14, 15.
Yeah.
I don't need you to fuck here.
Yeah.
Not when another man's coming through with a tool belt fixing shit to benefit us.
True.
Shout out to that.
True.
Mama getting it done and all single parents getting it done.
It
don't let
like,
your child block you for getting it done.
You ever think about watching an episode or that movie Baby Boy Wedding?
We watched the whole movie.
Did you watch it together?
Matter of fact, my friend calls him Jody. He calls him Jody. But that's not my issue. My issue is, like, my man, you not stop.
So why do you think that is? That's like overprotecting of your mother? Like, you know, what you think?
I don't know, because it has been every man that who has come here. It doesn't matter.
That you try to date. It's
no, I mean, it's been the AC repairman that he's known his whole life. Now it's like, who, him? Who, that man right there? You like, I'll be like, you killing me, boy. You killing me. No, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Shout out to King.
It doesn't matter who it is. And it's just that now it's
King
just becoming
out there.
Extremely annoying because he wasn't raised that way.
Mm-hmm. But 23? Well, he'd be 23, correct?
He will be 23 in July. If he makes it. He working. He's
that's not knock on wood. He gonna make it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Cause me and him between the.
I understand.
He's the protector.
Protect what?
Yeah, he's the
protector.
Yeah. Listen, if anything comes through this door, I can assure you, I'm doing the protector.
All right, and you know what? Let's look at it like this. Now, how many single women with sons you believe that have this issue?
There's a couple.
I would imagine. Have you ever spoke with any of your friends and they had that issue?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess it would have. It's like a normal thing, so to speak. I guess that's why they decided to make a damn movie about it, right?
Oh, baby boy.
Yeah. But I mean, I think the key thing and who it's geared towards is the young man to sit there and let them know. Go ahead and let your mother live her life. Enjoy your life, because life is short.
Yes.
100%. You do so much protecting. Hell, you done blown your own damn life.
And the funny thing is, because no matter who it is, he's like, but I don't like him. I'm like, but I have not liked maybe one or two friends that you've ever brought here since we've been walking through my
but door. Have y'all ever had a discussion about, like, why, what is it that he doesn't like?
My son has told me he doesn't want me dating or seeing anybody, period.
Okay.
That's what he told me.
Y'all listeners hear that out there?
Period.
You like, got anybody Deboing in your household?
Well, now that's Deboing shit. So.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. I ain't Deboing. Not Deboing, but voicing their opinion.
Trying to.
You know, trying to Debo your company.
And I'm not
company.
Trying to let the other person come out so the other man don't see that upside. Because they really would be scared.
You're not really Deboing, but you're kind of putting like a beetle on your shit. Now when he's trying to get Chris Paul the Lakers and motherfucking Dave Stern put the fucking veto.
Block that trade.
It's more like a veto.
Yeah.
He's not Debo. Well,
he's
at the end of the day, can't Debo? Miles paying the bills. He ain't paying no bills.
You had no voice.
You
don't have no voice.
But he's on some sneak veto shit.
Yeah.
That it makes the person feel uncomfortable. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very well put. That's perfectly. That's a good way of looking at
it. Damn
right. Because I mean, but the thing is, it's like at the end of the day, we know what the issue is.
What's the issue?
Which what we bringing up, the topic, what we discussing. But what's the solution?
Well, I told you, he told me nobody, period. He said, I don't want you dating nobody. Period.
All right, so we float some ideas.
But we already told him that's not going to happen.
What's the solution?
Put him out. Because
I'm ready for that.
Nah, you don't put him out. That's up to you. You can put
him
out,
bro. That's more of a problem.
I'm more of an ignorant parent.
Shout out to the ignorant parents out there.
All right, so I got somebody coming through. Cause remember, I had three daughters. So,
Out to three daughters. You know,
they look at females funny when they was living with me and shit like that. So I'm a type though. Like, I don't give a fuck. Cause I pay the bills here. You gonna hear it. You gonna hear me fucking.
That's right.
You gonna hear the noise. You don't like it, move out, man. That's just me. Don't try to put your headphones on, turn TV up, none of that shit, radio up. Cause I fucking hit the breaker box and cut your power off. And you gonna hear this shit.
Wait, in that room?
Yeah.
So they can personally hear it, or leave the house.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I'm saying
anytime of day or night.
I'm saying if they are
that's
the age,
a lot. Look, it's like that.
Listen,
that's a lot.
It's a lot too. If somebody if you got a grown ass person, if you got somebody that's at an adult age, nah, bro.
Now you saying if you bring a lady friend home, and at the time if your daughters were 20
something.
And they gave dirty looks and things of that nature. Yeah. Like they weren't
to your company, or
you know, to your company saying, I don't really appreciate your company coming. You like the hell with it. It's my house. I'm gonna do less talking, more doing.
I'm like, I don't appreciate still taking care of your ass. And you in the fucking adult. That's the fuck I'm gonna say, man. So you gonna hear it?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that kids or teenagers like 12 and like that. Nah, you wanna be respectful.
Exactly.
But if you like 28. Nah, man, you gonna hear this shit. Don't put your radio up, TV up, nut. I'm gonna hit that circuit.
What about staying the night?
Who, my people?
Your company. Can you come stay the night?
And they making breakfast.
Making breakfast?
Yeah. And my kid ain't getting none. My kid ain't getting shit. Take your ass to
3297.
That's some ignorant shit.
Join the show.
Maybe I should put on my bathrobe.
Yeah, because at this point now you're a liability. You're not a child anymore. You're a liability.
True.
Seriously. And I ain't even trying to be ignorant, even though I am ignorant. But you're just a fucking ability, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
yeah.
still paying for you.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
And you ain't bringing shit.
Yeah. Hey, come here.
Or doing shit.
Or, at this point, sit your ass down on this computer. They got Kristen Mingles, whatever that shit's called. Plenty of Fish. Back Pages. Go get you some ass. Leave me the fuck out of my mix, man.
That's just it. I think he's getting his ass when I'm at work.
That could be possible.
Because yeah. he disappears right. like he's going down. Yeah. Now, he's going down.
Could be but see, that boils back to like, see, me and AC can you can like confirm this. Like, we was like younger and shit, like, even though we did get asked on when I was at work, but we got to a point we got to a point where it was like, I'm tired of this shit, I get my own shit. Yeah, I like getting asked all day. You might got somebody in the morning, you got chicks on shifts.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like
once upon a time.
Yeah. So you gotta I don't know.
See, I don't even do that. I'm very respectful of him. Maybe I should stop being respectful.
I think.
And you shouldn't leave your home. No, nobody's telling you to get no room. Now, you know, I ain't saying go down to no Hyatt.
Well, oh, no, I'm not getting no room in my shit.
I mean, just to get your shit off. Nah,
I'm just saying
home,
that I see the person's
home.
I see the person's face, and I just feel... I feel the uncomfortability in their face.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because now, if you want to get intimate, if you want to get the romance on and whatever, I'm going to feel a little
and not that, I mean...
Because Jody coming down the steps once
no,
again...
No, Jody was outside. Jody was outside. I got the fucking car. I walked by. I was like, we was motherfucking roaches in this, on the fucking sidewalk and shit. It was... Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Like, we was the fuck outside. And I caught myself.
I understand.
But as soon as that person left and we were in here... I gave it to him.
You gotta find your Melvin.
I think it's what
I gotta find a what?
A Melvin.
Who the hell's a
Melvin?
Oh,
Jody
the
one.
Oh,
yeah, no, that's what I said.
He left that door open.
I don't think I would like a man. I don't think I would like a man like that.
Buddy, have a Jody's mom. I gotta find your Melvin.
Yeah, I don't think I would like men like that.
Don't fight me.
Niggas like, yeah, I don't think I would like men like that.
I ain't going to imitate you today.
Here's my thing. And that's a good thing when you mention. Your company be over Big Chris, and you can look at them and you can see that they're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I personally think you should address it. You should address it right there. Either you can address it in front of your company, but I would actually do it with my company still there. It don't have to be in the same room, but it has to get to a point, especially if they're helping you out.
And that's
if somebody, if yeah, somebody, if somebody right. that's really, you know, adding something to your pot. And they're not taking anything away. And more on top of it, you enjoy their company. Yeah, that's something you had to discuss with your son. And had to let him know, listen, at this point, the prior years, I laid low. I didn't do much. I didn't act out. You know, I let you be you. At this point, you got to be living your best life.
Exactly.
Shit, because life is short.
And
guess
most
what?
Importantly, I got somebody coming doing me a favor. And saving me contractors' prices.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Where they're like, I can, you know.
Yeah, that's big shit.
I got you. You know what I mean?
That's big shit.
And you have zero to contribute. You know what I mean?
Now, you know, it's so funny that you say that, right? Because you're like the opposite. And it's, I guess, a lot of people, it's a good thing in a respect because you have the opposite of you. You have women that truly don't give a shit about their children. Like OC say, everything from 12 years old to 30. Some women just say, listen, fuck it. Come in here, this Mr. Such and Such, next thing you know, he fuck around wearing your slippers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you just don't have no goddamn rights. Because some women just don't ask you. They be like this, yo, what do you mean? They're like, well, mom, can we talk about Mr. Rob? I don't really care about it. But like, you don't have a fucking voice. You don't have an opinion in this house.
Yeah.
See, that's it. And it's so funny because... You know, that's how we all grew up. You didn't develop a voice until you established yourself as an adult. If you couldn't bring shit to the table. Mm-hmm. Now, it's one thing, because you would probably take a different approach if you had a son that's going to be super responsible and he out there grinding like you grinding. Then you could sit there and say, all right, well, listen, this is what I need you to do. My friend coming over at this time. This your time to go to work, so that's for my friend to come home. Come over, rather.
Okay, but with that being said, why do I gotta sanction when my company's coming?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying because
I think if I ain't doing shit and they ain't doing shit and they say can I shoot over or well I'm gonna see like why I gotta be on the time limit
that's why I said you're the opposite of the other women that I just explained. A lot of women don't give a fuck, especially when it comes to their children.
Yeah,
shit, they don't care. That's the last person in the damn house. You don't have a voice. Like, Mama, I don't really like Mr. Ed. Be like, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't ask you if you like fucking Mr. Ed. True. I like Mr. Ed. Yeah. And that be it. And God forbid, it's one thing when a man can pay bills or help you with the bill. Mm-hmm. Shit, a woman will kick her children out for that. But if he can fuck around and fix shit, too.
That, you sit there, you be like, a couple of shows
you got a woman that fuck around for taking karate classes and shit on you.
If you can fix shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was your thing.
That what I said a couple of shows ago.
Yeah.
A motherfucker can fix shit. Oh, yeah. You got me. I'm all in.
And I tell you,
that's not how much contractors cost.
I tell you what, so we can sum it all up. Let's take a break. Let's take a quick break.
I can get plumbing, air conditioning, heat. Like fuck to that, Negro.
Yeah.
Take a quick 5-minute break. Let you count down. We gonna get some ice.
Okay.
And we get right back at it.
We gonna close this thing out with Oski Woski over here. You know what I mean? The reality rap show.
And with that being said, I've dated men who's had daughters that you know.
That's going through it as well. So.
That they thought two I was like, oh, little there. Girl. I was like, little girl. I told the little girl that day, I'm like, little girl.
Two-way street.
Yo, Eno.
Daughter's a little bit worse.
We get back with you.
A little bit worse.
And we back once again. The reality rap show came back. Take a little refreshment break.
COVID-19 happy hour, everybody.
You already know what it is.
Yes, yes.
We're going to be getting ready to close this thing on out.
57s, 58.
We're getting back.
You know, to our topic at hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To all the Jodies out there, all the baby boys, all the grown-ass kids trying to block mama and daddy's groove.
I'm going to say, and I would like to interject and say, that applies to both mothers and fathers.
Mothers and fathers, yes.
Yeah, so it's both. I've went out with men who had daughters who were very possessive of their fathers.
Yeah.
And tried, tried to let me know that they were the lady in their dad's life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What suggestion would you have for any of our listeners that have this type of issue going on with their children? What advice would you give?
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't be here asking the question myself. Mm-hmm. It's
because a lot of times somebody can answer other people's issues, but not their own.
Well, I mean, here's my thing. I have put my son in his place more than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. I just feel that now, like, he's literally a grown man. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to keep putting up with your shit because mm-hmm. you're not going to stop what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice if he could come to some happy medium,
mm-hmm.
you know. Well, you're respectful when whomever it is that comes into my home. And if not, then, you know, it may be a time for me to take stronger actions.
Definitely.
Okay.
You know?
Definitely.
Now, we got some suggestions for them stronger actions.
I'm not getting my back blown out and letting somebody listen.
Okay. Oski-woski. Uh-huh. We don't want you to have that. I mean, it's your own suggestions, you know what I mean? But do you have any suggestions for Big Chris or even yourself if you had to go through a situation like this?
It just sounds like he has only child syndrome.
Okay.
You know, it happens. So I think it all starts from the conversation first. Just have a conversation with him, tell him what it is. You the boss. You run the household, you the boss. So you guys put your foot down and let him know what it is and that's that. And if that don't work, then it's time for some tough love.
That's it.
You gotta let her hit her back.
So Plan B is tough love.
Plan B's hit her back blowing out.
Okay.
I'm not no Plan B. There's no Plan B for me.
That's it. SPB.
No Plan B.
There we go, everybody.
SPB, Plan B or C.
So listen.
D, E, and F.
I think because for our listeners, man, and somebody might be dealing with this issue right here.
Yeah.
I personally believe that, you know, it's too much time on a young man's hand or a young woman's hand if they're going to be constantly, you know, stop trying to pursue what you're trying to do as far as have a relationship with somebody. Mm. So my suggestion is piggybacking on everybody else. I believe in tough love first. First line of defense is tough love, because I think what have to be implemented is the age of the child. Because it's your child, but they're not a child. They're an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's how you deal with something appropriately. And I think, you know, when you go through all the steps and you, we all as parents, we have conversations with our children. We teach them right from wrong, yada, 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 so on and so on. When they're adults, that's crossing a line. You draw a line as a parent and you say, this is what's going to take place now.
Yeah.
Because you didn't outgrew your welcome.
Correct.
See, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I honestly have the solution.
Okay.
You didn't outgrew your welcome. That's what it is. You're too big for my house, not our house. You're too big for my house. Mm-hmm. So what you need to do, you need to be looking for a new resident, or two, you see what one I gave first. Two, you adjust your attitude, and the only way you're going to stay in my house is a new set of rules, not the ones you grew up as a child. As an adult, new rules are to now be set, because you got to be tough on your children, because the world are going to eat them alive. They're not going to show them no love. So they might as well get dessert before they get dinner. And best believe, as our children, we're going to give them the sweets before they get their main entree. That's all I got.
True. I agree.
Real rap.
Well, y'all, the rap show, for those that don't know, AC5 right here.
What you got there?
Big Chris.
What you got to say in closing, AC?
Hey, man, listen. Don't spoil the ride. Whip they ass. I was a child of beatings and abuse.
It's don't spare the ride.
Spare the ride? I got hit with shit. I got hit with that
child,
too.
Don't spare
the fishing poles, clotheslines.
Anything that was available.
Whatever's close to you.
You the only child that got beat like Kunta Kinte.
Turned out just fine.
Just
so y'all know
I'm
that.
Just going to put that on the
record. I mean, just fine. Turned out over here. I don't know. Didn't have them problems. And I don't have them currently. My suggestion is, man, I would say do not let them fall victim to nonsense out here. Because he does love thy mother. That I do know. You know, him being my nephew. Whatever his love or his craft is, I know his love is you. So, from knowing what you do, and if he's hands on, if y'all A and B when we not here, you know, doing this show, whatever y'all A and B is, you gotta make it A, B, and that C. You know, for y'all, that's never gonna change. But as for in the company aspect, or you know, when it's time for you know Big Chris to wind down and you know take the moo moo off and put the teddy on or whatever you however you get down or the t-shirt and panties.
People.
I mean, whatever you got going
on.
Let me
just interject here.
I don't know. I
do not wear
a
fucking moo moo. Okay, that's offensive in every sense of the word.
All right.
Just need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
In the bedroom or in there, whatever your room. But
whatever room, I don't have no damn moo moo on, okay?
Some might like it like that. You try to think
well,
of the middle of the night. I don't
that's
know.
That's saying a lot about AC is Fire
it,
people.
Is it sheer? Is it chiffon? Let me.
So for all our listeners, y'all have your own discussion.
And you talk need amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
I would like to hear some responses.
Some suggestions
some
on
call,
this.
Some messages.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us
up.
Your thoughts on this.
Thoughts on your grown ass kids blocking like Mutombo. No.
Yeah, man.
When it's time for you.
You know what happened with my kid?
Yeah,
I was
that?
Getting them a bag and put them on the plane and take them out of here. Just like we're about to be.
We out.
Peace of head
stay
grease.
Safe.
Everybody have a good week.
What's going on, party people? It's your man AC5 right here. This to all y'all Jodies out there. All y'all grown-ass kids blocking y'all parents from doing what they do. This is how your man AC5 feel about the situation. I'm going to take this plane on out to the West Coast. Let my man Too Short talk to y'all. Talk to him, Too Short.
Short dog. A lot of you niggas running around here talking about, bitch, you ain't my real daddy. You ain't my real daddy. Well, look here. I'm fucking your mama for real.
You know what it is.
Now, that's real.
Your homies find out I be fucking on your mama. I be all up in your house. When you go to bed at night, I fuck your mama on the couch. I wake up in the morning in her bed smoking loud. It's just me and your mama. It's just me and your mama.
It's a whole lot of things going on with you, nigga, and you don't even know I had nothing to do with it, nigga.
The first time I fucked her, you was in your room. She was screaming so loud, you had to know what she was doing. Woke up the next morning and she cooked us breakfast. Standing at the stove, booty big as Texas. I said, baby, I wanna have some fun with you. Seen you getting mad, so I smoked a blunt with you. Told me I was cool, and you said you was a fan. Don't worry about your mama, she in good hands.
I'm fucking your mama.
It's just me and your mama. It's just me and your mama. Just me and your mama. It's just me and your mama.
I'ma keep pulling that motherfucking deuce in the quarter in front of your motherfucking house. And every time you get off the bus from school, nigga, you gon' see that car in front of the house and you gon' know who's in there. It's me, nigga.
It's just me and your mama.
I'ma be sitting on that motherfucking couch, nigga, drinking your Capri Suns, nigga, watching Dr. Phil, chilling on your motherfucking couch.
It's just me and your mama.
Fucking your mama. It's don't talk shit to me, nigga. Mama. Talk it up with your mama. Your mama's letting me do this shit. Your mama like me.
Open up the door, she lost the key. You talking about who is it? Nigga, it's me. Every time I come through, the weed is free. So if your friend's talking shit and say she fucking too short, he probably turn the camera on and then press record. You better tell him, motherfuckers, I'm your stepdad. And when I walk up in your house, you gon' respect that. It's me and your mama.
I said, nigga, stop watching me.
It's just me and your mama.
Got me fucked up.
It's just me and your mama.
But anyway,
everywhere I go, it's just me and your mama. We trying to get you out of jail. You always be in some drama. And every time I make bail, you act like I wanna. When every other day you getting dumber and dumber, nigga. That's why it's just me and your mama. We butt ass naked. We don't be in pajamas. Got me wasting my money on your bitch ass. But I love your mama, boy, so you gon' get that. You should be happy I'm with her. You lucky as fuck. Cause when I ain't around, you be fucking shit up. It's just me and her, man.
Just me and your mama. Me and your mama. Me and your mama. It's just me and your mama. At the grocery store, it's just me and your mama. At the cleaners, it's just me and your mama. At the court, it's just me and your mama. At the school.